Welcome back. It's Haruka again. And today we're talking in the Clothing Compactly series. Clothing Compactly? I think that's a more accurate accent. And I wanted to focus on shoes, scarves, ties, and hats. I will preface this with I don't wear ties. I think they're very cool shaped, but they're also kind of bizarre and I don't know how to tie them, so I don't wear them. I did have to wear a fake tie for my school uniform when I was wearing, we call them sailor uniforms back home. I'm very, very proud, and if you know me, I've probably rambled on about how our school uniform was the most popular one in the country, which is not statistically accurate, but it's accurate in my heart. But aside from that, so I just included ties in this category because I feel like ties sort of fit in with the scarves, and scarves on their own don't really stand strong, and then I figured I'd throw in hats and shoes. So in this episode, I'll be talking through what I currently have, what I aspire to get to, sort of the journey in between, everything along those lines, where I pick up some of those items as well. And of course, this is a lot of material things that I'm very fortunate to have. And I am very attached to every single one of them, of course, in classic Haruka manner. And I'm so grateful. And I hope that whatever you have is making you happy too. Okay, so let's get started with shoes, y'all. Okay, it's weird when I say y'all, I know that, but I can't help it. I think I had friends in high school who really liked to say it, so it's probably why I say it. But I have written and rewritten sort of different versions of the wardrobe edit type lists. That does sound like a real brand that exists. Don't they exist? Closet edit, wardrobe edit, clothing edit. I've written out every section of my wardrobe, actually every section of my possessions, written out my target possession number, written out the target category items like X number of sandals, X number of flats, within each of those subsets of possessions and then within the subsets of those subsets. So shoes, within clothing, within my general possessions. You know what I mean? So yes, I have thought about this a lot and I wanted to talk through what I have first on shoes. I'll just explain the subcategories first. What I have right now is one sort of a nicer, adventurous pair of heeled sandals. I know that's kind of bizarre. I have always had flat sandals and I wanted to move on. And then I also have one pair of flats that are black. I have a pair of sort of like kitten heels that are blue suede. I know that's also very specific. I got them in Paris and they are painful, but I love them. And I have two pairs of sneakers, but one that I'm phasing out and the other pair I picked up because those are going to be my next pair. So I'll be getting rid of the black pair of sneakers and then phasing into the, you guessed it, they're rose gold pinkish, which kind of doesn't go with my wardrobe at all, but they're sneakers and I really like them, unfortunately. So they're here to stay. And I'm trying to think of what else I have. So I have two flip-flops. They're bath shoes. One is really beaten up. The other one I walked on concrete because it was really stupid. So neither of them are in particularly good shape. So I need to decide what on earth to do with that. But I think if I'm in the US, it's convenient to have a pair. So I'll just keep whichever one that is in better shape by the end of the year. I'll also tell you a couple of things that I recently got rid of in terms of the shoe section. And I say got rid of because it really does feel like I was just sort of shedding some junk that kind of piled up in a way. I have gone through several pairs of flattish or flat sandals, and a lot of them were poor quality or they didn't hold up quite right. So that's that. And then I had a pair of Crocs, but they didn't look like the ugly Crocs. They look like flat sandals as well. I seem to have a thing for flat sandals. I also decluttered those because they're kind of my fake rain boots, which brings me over to the boots section. And I'm based in a snowy area, although this year the snow has been really chaotic, so I haven't really gotten as much use out of the snow boots, which I'm so thankful for because I love the aesthetics of the snow, but I don't love slush and hard ice or black ice or, well, but there's no white ice, is there? I don't know. Anyway, so I have a pair of semi-hefty but very low cost and very light snow boots. And I have non-snow boots, but low-cut boots that are like worn-out cuddles on your feet. I don't know how else to describe it. And then I have a pair of rain boots, straightforward, surprisingly. I have a pair of ankle boots, also from Paris. I am thinking that that's mostly it. And I have a pair of two indoor slippers. That's the word I was looking for. I think that's the full list of shoes that I have in my possession. I don't know what people would think of this. Oh, I have another pair of sneakers. Okay, now it's finally it. I don't know if that's a lot. Because I'm explaining it so clunkily, it feels like a lot, but I think in actuality, it's not too crazy, but shoes do take up space and weight, and I would love to downsize. And of course, this depends on the climate I live in. If I lived in a very mono-seasonal like climate where I could just walk around in sandals whole year, obviously I wouldn't have the snow boots, vice versa. I don't quite find myself in that residential setup and have a huge chance of moving across climates and things like that. So given that, here's my ideal list of shoes. Okay, some of them I already have and some of them I don't have. Basically, in order of cold, as in warm weather shoes to cold weather shoes, I suppose. I will start with one pair of bath shoes, so that's any kind of flip-flops, something like that. One pair of Birkenstock sandals, which I don't have, that I aspire to have, or something similar where it's kind of uber comfortable, moderately matchable with outfits. I still haven't made up my mind on what I think about how Birkenstocks look, because I know they look bizarre, but I do buy into the whole trend. One nicer pair of sandals that I already have that are a little bit heeled and they're like leopard printy, which is very out of character. One pair of flats that I recently picked up that has like the ankle part open, so it's kind of like a sandal slash flat situation. We'll see how that plays out. One pair of black flats and one pair of blue heels. So those are kind of my business casually, depending on, again, where I wind up. I'm also hoping to pick up a black pair of heels, and I know this list is growing quickly, very, very long, but hear me out here. I think that in a professional setting, no matter what type of workplace I'm in, for the industry that I'm probably likely to wind up in, and that's becoming increasingly unclear by the day, but whatever it is, I think that having a pair of black canon heels is very convenient, and I want to be able to not forget how to walk in heels, because I have not done that in a very, very long time. So a kid and heel pair seems really practical and also helpful. And I love the feeling of heels. If you don't like heels, by the way, do not buy them, because believing that you want to wear them will not make you wear them. Only buy them if you enjoy them or you're comfortable in them, or ideally both. And moving on, so I will keep my one pair of sneakers that are day-to-day sneakers that are also, they're from Everlane. That was kind of experimental. They kind of hurt my feet, but now they're actually growing on me. So we'll keep you updated. The reason why I bring up Everlane is because they're probably the only brand on this list that are more ethically inclined, more sustainability inclined. I know that there's controversy surrounding their brand, but I think it's worth mentioning that they list the cost of each item in terms of what it costs Everlane and then what the pricing is. So I think practices like that are at least better, if not, you know, perfect or the best by any means. And moving up the seasonal scale, so moving into sneakers, I will keep the pink pair of sneakers. I always get Nike sneakers. I don't know why, it's just habit. I trust them for some reason, even though I'm sure New Balance and all the other brands are perfectly fine. One day, I would love to not have a rain boot, because rain boots really frustrate me, even though I like rainy days, because they're boots that are specific to rainy occasions, and that just gets me, you know, because they're so heavy. And moving on to that, I will keep my rain boots as well, because they're also fairly new. My old rain boots broke down. Actually, they were kind of already broken, but they tore down further and I had to let them go. I will also keep my ankle boots. Those are also fairly new, but they're also kind of worn out from a lot of walking around Paris, because I decided that wearing heeled boots, whatever they are, was a good idea. Granted, my only other pairs were sneakers, so they weren't particularly Paris aesthetic. Moving on, I will keep the pair of snow boots because I will probably need them to some degree no matter where I go next. And I think that's finally it. Yeah, so that's a fairly long list. The things that I will edit out are like the duplicate items or my worn out cuddle pair of boots, things like that. Not much to edit out at the moment because I have been editing it out for a while. I recently got rid of my combat boots that I've had for a very long time that are very also worn out. And they're also a bit bizarre because I have really awkwardly lengthed legs. Okay, yeah, that's too much information. But anyway, my legs are really weirdly shaped, so they did not go very well with those boots at all. So things like that, I am sure I could go on forever. I did get rid of a pair of flats also that were broken down. You get the theme here. Shoes are actually a category that can often get a little bit neglected. Or you have 60 pairs of flats, but then you have like one pair of sneakers and then no snow boots. Like, I feel like that's kind of how it goes, but I don't really know if this is true. Either way, I would love to pare down to 5 pairs of shoes someday, but I don't think that day is today or tomorrow. So in that version, I would ideally have, this is going to be fast. So one pair of comfortable slippers style sandals, so a pair of Birkenstocks, for example. A pair of flats with like a tiny flippy heel on the end, which I already have, so I'm hoping that that pair lasts. And I would love one pair of a classic black heel situation, a pair of sneakers, and an ankle boot that can double as rain boots and as snow boots. That's my aspiration. We'll see when we get there. Okay, moving on to next category. So the next category is scarves slash ties. I just am lumping them together because I figured they're kind of similar items, although I feel like ties are more essential if you are a tie-wearing person. I don't know, though. I don't wear them. For scarves, I have way too many for a person my age and B, a person who rarely wears cool weather scarves. So I'm talking, you know, the flimsy ones that don't actually, they do actually keep you a little warm, but don't do much, that you can wear in the summer or wear in the winter. And I have a lot of those. For some of them, I got them from Loft on sale. I do recommend checking out Loft sale scarves. I also got a pair for free, and then the pair for, or they don't go in pairs, a scarf for I think $1 at my school's thrifting thing at some point. So that's kind of an outlier. I got 2 from my mom, so they're a really eclectic collection. I recently did declutter one scarf that was just white and I never wore it, or I would force myself to wear it, but I didn't really get a lot of use out of it. Otherwise, my scarf set has stayed fairly similar. So winter scarf wise, I recently sort of am phasing away, slash they're still in my room, but they're in kind of the moving out of my space pile. So I have one maroon one and one vivid blue that used to be nicer, but now it's stretched out. The blue one was from a boutique. The maroon one is from some random section of Macy's or some sort of department store from years ago. And the fact that my possessions are from years ago makes me feel old. There's a trend where you sort of go through things very fast and you stay up to trend, which is good. It's good that my belongings are from ages ago, but you know, makes you think. Okay, and then I have an infinity scarf that someone gave to me in a secret snowflake that I didn't even know very well, but I guess she knew that I didn't have an infinity scarf. I don't know, but either way, it worked out. And I've actually used for a very long time, but it's getting stretched out and also a little bit worn out because I've used it for probably 7 years. Wow, I've used it for 7 years now. And then I have 2 similarly patterned scarves that I got last winter that are very, very sweet, and they're both gifts. They look very similar, so I think I'm gonna pass on one of those, and then I'm gonna keep one of them. And then I'm hoping, so for the winter side, I'm hoping to just dwindle it down to one because I only have one neck, I don't need more, which would work for the argument for the footwear thing, but yeah, I don't know, different scene requires different sets of feet, I guess. And then for the all-season scarves, I hope to dwindle down to one sort of, well, actually, there are several that I can't get rid of, and those are the ones that my mom gave me. So one is a hand-me-down, and it's like a white or cream base, or like an ivory. I don't really know what kind of white. It's slightly yellowish, which just might be aging, but with glittery. But it's weird because it's not straight up glitter. It's glittery string. I don't really know how to explain it, but yeah, it's kind of like that. So there's a metallic shimmer to it, and it's a shawl made the child with a scarf type situation. It's ancient, I'm sure. And then I have another one that's from my mom that's, I think, silk, or at least she believes it's silk. I don't really know, but yeah, it's multicolored and it goes well with everything, so I will keep that. And then, so I have those 2, and then I'll keep another one, which is from Loft, which is a blue glorious floral one that is just beautiful, even though it's really worn out too. And then they'll probably phase out of all the other ones, and I probably have about 4 other ones, but they are fantastic, so I'll probably try to resell or pass on somehow. But yeah, so those are my scarf collections. If you have a tie, I'll try to speak to this in the capacity that I can. I'm sure there are some people who are tie wearing who just have one for special occasions, to people who have thousands because they wear it on a daily basis. Similar to scarves, I'm sure. I think it can get pretty extreme on either end. If I were a working professional who wore ties on a daily basis, and this is incredibly hypothetical and maybe not useful, but I would probably try to have 5 ties and then cycle them out periodically so I wasn't repeating them all the time. And I would just stick to basics and then have one really funky one, or maybe 2 funky ones that are my signature that I loved. I think that's how I would approach it. I don't know if that's helpful. I hope it is. Okay, moving on to the last category of the day, which is hats. And I don't wear many of them. I would love to be a hat wearing gal person. I currently have 1 baseball hat, and that's been dwindled down, so it has my university logo, and I got it as an honorarium gift for being on an admissions panel, or it was an alumni panel or something like that, something representing a program I participated in. And it has my university mascot on it. It's periwinkle blue, or whatever you want to call it. I do not go to UNC Chapel Hill. And because I think their thing is periwinkle blue, I'm not super sure. But I had a high school baseball cap, but unfortunately that had a big fat L on it because that was the initial of our high school name. So I could not get over that and had to get rid of it because every time I put it on, I felt like I was putting up an L. And if you don't know what that means, I'm glad for you. Please live on that life. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's just kind of annoying. And then I had another one from my dorm, but it didn't fit me, so I had to let go of it because it just didn't make sense, even though I loved having that cap. I have one. I will probably declutter that one at some point as well, if I'm being honest, because I forced myself to wear baseball caps because I have them and because I think it's good for sunblock or whatever, but I don't really go to events of that occasion, and if I do, it's once a year, and I think I can stand to, you know, get that much sunburn on that one specific day, / find ways to avoid the sun if I need to. And for those of you who don't know, I avoid the sun like the plague because of my skin being super sun sensitive when I was a little kid, and it's just habit now, so there you go. And for winter caps, I have 3 right now, which is the most I've ever owned. I've owned only 1. I've owned 2 for a while. So one came from a school clothing swap thing. I got it completely for free. Another one I got from, another one I got from my university. They have a very low-key social collective. Well, they're not low-key. It's kind of complicated, but yeah, from the university, let's just say. And that one is maroon red. And then I have another one that I got from home. It's kind of a personality story. I have a beanie, and it's a really dirty, orangey, yellowy, goldish, brownish situation. It does not look beautiful, but it goes with my main winter jacket very well because it's in the similar color scheme. And when I put it on, I look like a real potato princess. I didn't think that, but I think I look like that now. And my mom kind of laughed about the fact that I look better with hats. It doesn't matter what hats, and that hat was on a very steep discount because for obvious reasons it does not look good. So I kept it and I wear it, and there is no shame in that. It's really hefty. That one is probably the best quality because I got it from a department store. It was in their final sale on final sale section, but it was from a department store in Japan, and that generally connotes it's a little bit kind of like a Macy's, but a little bit higher quality / higher end, I think. I don't really know how to place it, but yeah, it's maybe more a Lord and Taylor type vibe, so it's really nice quality, it's super warm, yeah, and can't tell when it gets dirty because of the pattern, you know, it works. So I really like all 3 of the ones that I have. The one I got for free is white and super structurally flexible, so I can just pull it down and it's a bit warmer. It's flimsy, but it's aesthetically the most pleasing. I kind of like all 3 of them, and I think what I'll do is, depending on where I go next, I'll figure out if maybe having 2 would make more sense and try to get rid of one of them. But until then, all 3 of them serve very different purposes. So that's that. I don't have any top hats or fancy medieval women who hold umbrellas hats or anything like that. Kind of wish I did, but I really don't have the space. And the thing about hats is that they take up a lot of space, even though they don't serve much function. And I can't really do that at the moment in my life. So that's it for the three categories, 3/3.5 of shoes, scarves, ties, and hats, of clothing compactly. I hope that was entertaining. And I hope you have a fantastic day ahead. Again, always remember to send me feedback or your thoughts or your questions or your musings at minimalmoves5h on Instagram. I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye, minimalmoves.